676.
676, we had your silent alarm. We were hearing sort of what was going on. We got your police emergency and your priority. That's why we were able to call you. I'm on the phone with 911. What's going on?
Guy tried to take over the bus. He threw a jar at my window. It's shattered and broke, but he told us to get off the bus because he wanted to take over the bus. He tried to break up the barrier, so we all got off the bus. And so I flagged the car down, and the guy kind of strong-armed him to get off the bus. And I'm driving because I'm trying to get away from this guy because I don't know if he's going to try to catch up to the bus. So,
stand by. Let's have you pull over where it's safe, please.
I know. I just don't want him to come. I'm just trying to get away so he doesn't come to us.
Did he have any weapons on him?
I didn't see. I know he had a bag, and he just kept reaching in his pants like he had one. I didn't see one being pulled out, but he really tried to get through this barrier. He threw a jar at my window, and the front is shattered.
Where did he get off at?
Well, I know it's MLK. I know it's MLK.
How far south of where you're at, or how many minutes ago would you guess? 911 is asking.
Maybe about 3 minutes.
Okay. Did he have a weapon? And you didn't see any weapons?
Didn't see. He just was reaching like he had one. So I'm not sure.
Okay. Can I get a description of what he looks like?
Yes, about 5'10", maybe, I don't know, maybe Hispanic or Native American. He had a tattoo on his forehead. He's wearing a black hat, like those skull caps, and a black jacket, black pants, and a bag that had, like, designs or something on it.